This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russia and Ukraine pounded one another's forces in heavy fighting in the eastern region of Donetsk on Tuesday as Kyiv's allies were meeting in Paris to provide urgent aid to help Ukraine survive freezing winter temperatures. Moscow is battling to take full control of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, two of the four territories that the Kremlin claims to have annexed in votes rejected by most countries as being illegal. Six people were killed, including two police officers, at a remote property in Australia's Queensland state, according to authorities on Tuesday, after police visited the place to investigate reports of a missing person. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spoke to reporters on Tuesday.
Today is a rough day indeed for all police officers and their families. Every officer knows the risk that they face in the line of duty. They are all too aware of the dangers that they face. Yet they do their job. They do it for our community. That is courage, and it is public service at the highest level.
Initial information indicated that the officers were shot by two armed offenders on Monday evening when they approached the residence on the property in Wimambila, about 300 kilometers northwest of Queensland. It's Queensland's capital of Brisbane. Much of Britain came to a halt on Tuesday as a result of a widespread travel disruption caused by the combination of cold weather and strikes in the railways. The Rail Maritime Transport Union called for two strikes this week. You're listening to the Voice of America. This is VOA News. A bomb and gun attack targeting a hotel in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul on Monday killed at least three assailants and wounded 21 other people, including foreigners. Two foreigners. Islamic State said the assailants were members of its regional affiliate. Supporters of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Monday attempted to invade the police headquarters in Brasilia, the nation's capital, protesting the arrest of an indigenous leader in the first major clash of post-election violence. It came on the same day that the federal court certified the October 30th election victory of Bolsonaro's leftist rival, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, as president. Many of Bolsonaro's supporters have refused to accept the president's defeat, camping outside military bases across the country, urging the armed forces to overturn the result. Riot police were still holding ranks on Monday to prevent protesters from reaching the Peruvian Congress. Demonstrators are demanding that the representatives resign after a constitutional crisis that ended in a presidential transition when the former president, Pedro Castillo, called to dissolve the Congress, which in turn ousted him. At least seven protesters have died in clashes. President Dina Boluarte has offered to hold elections 2 years earlier in 2024. The national security trial of Hong Kong pro-democracy publisher Jimmy Lai has been further postponed to September. The city is awaiting Beijing ruling that could effectively block Jimmy Lai from hiring a British lawyer. Lai was arrested in August of 2020 during a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement. He is fighting the charges of endangering national security. Lai faces up to a life sentence if convicted under a sweeping national security law. His trial was originally scheduled to begin on December 1st, but has already been delayed earlier this month after Hong Kong leader John Lee asked China's top legislative body to decide whether foreign lawyers who don't normally practice in Hong Kong could be involved for national security cases. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.